Okay, good morning, Mr. President, members of the board. My name is Dr. Gilbert Fernandez. I'm alumni from 1997. I am now a dermatologist and facial reconstruction surgeon in Los Angeles. And I flew this morning from LA. I landed here at 6 o'clock in the morning just to speak to you guys and tell you my story. And I'm actually flying back to LA today after I'm done with this talk. So I have known Megan Quinones for many years. I'm a Cuban immigrant who came to the country at the age of 13. I lived in Newark, and I went through the Newark public system, and I was a homeless boy for about 6 months. Then I came to Penn College, which in 97 turned to Penn University. And I came in through the Spanish-speaking program. I came in with a dream, but very few tools. I barely spoke English, and I had the dream to go into medical school. It was well known back then that the last person that entered into a medical school from Kane College was 10 years. So my ads were very slim, much less for a Hispanic, a Latino that had very, very little tools. So Miriam Quinones started reshaping my life, starting from correcting my essays and my applications, introducing me to UNDNJ and the Spanish Center of Excellence, and meeting very influential people. And with my drive to study and my ability to retain information, I was able to get into NYU, into graduate studies. I then went into New Jersey Medical School, where I graduated valedictorian, and in 2002, and later on, since then, I've been in private practice. I am now very successful in Los Angeles, owning 7 practices. And when I heard that my alma mater was going to cut one of the most influential people in my life, someone who took a task that very few of you guys would ever be able to accomplish, to get a homeless Hispanic that barely spoke English, and to transform him into a very successful physician and surgeon, changes the life of many patients of many races every single day, is something that you guys cannot allow to eliminate the possibility of those that will come after me. So I would urge you to please reconsider and review all the accomplishments that Miriam Quinones has done for the Spanish speaking program. Stories like this do not get to the paper. Very few of us ever talk about it.
Your other minutes are just one thing.
Okay.
I'd like to just suggest that in lieu of the doctor taking the time that he has to travel the distance,
thank you,
that we wait for the rule of allow.
Please, yes, just 2 more minutes. The only thing is, I'm sure you guys could verify all this information, but the last thing is I have never had the opportunity to show my tremendous respect and admiration and gratitude towards a counselor, an advisor that sometimes their job gets overlooked. And my practice wanted to actually start an award by presenting an award annually for the amount of $2,000 for those counselors that show that they have changed the life of students in Kane University. And I would like to present Miriam with being the first recipient, and I want that award to carry her name as Miriam Quinones Award, and to be presented annually. And it will start this year with $2,000, and I'm sure it will increase as the years go on. And but again, I'm mainly here to urge you guys that in this economy where Latinos and everybody else is struggling and coming from a small university compared to the universities that most medical students come from, It is a challenge, and we need more advisors and more different makers like me and Yanis. And thank you for the attention.